The next patient is Lois Cuspert, K-U-E-S-P-E-R-T. Lois, L-O-I-S. Clinical case of a 76-year-old white female patient of Dr. Toussaint that has been referred to this office because of the CKD stage 3B. The patient has evidence of some peripheral neuropathy with a incompetent urinary bladder. In the ultrasound, of the kidneys and the bladder, there was a distended bladder with a volume of 387 milliliters, and the patient was unable to empty the bladder and unable to urinate. Period. In talking to the patient, she has no control of the urine, and the husband says that they are using self-catheterizations every so often, period.
Okay. And what pharmacies does she use, do you know?
Then I can talk. The patient has a urinary prolapse, a bladder prolapse as well. Taking that into consideration, we're going to take the liberty of referring the patient to the urologist at the University of Florida.
Because I've got another patient I've got to take back, and then they'll make sure they tell me.
To see the opinion regarding the...
All right.
Genital prolapse and urinary retention with subsequent impairment of the kidney function. The patient has a serum creatinine of 1.6, a BUN of 32, a protein microalbumin creatinine ratio that is more than 100. This is perhaps not a real value given the fact that the patient has. Evidence of infection. Number two, the patient has iron deficiency anemia. She's not taking iron. I strongly recommend the use of new iron, NU-iron, 150 milligrams on a daily basis that is under the over the counter. The ideal situation would be to take two tablets a day. However, we have to see whether or not the patient develops gastrointestinal problems with it. Following number, hypothyroidism. She has T3, T4 hypothyroidism that is treated. Following number, the patient has a normal uric acid, a normal B12. Following number, the patient has the diagnosis of peripheral neuropathy treated with the administration of Lyrica, and she has also fibromyalgia. Following number, the lipid profile is within a normal range. We have explained the case to the patient and the husband, and we consider the possibility of a second opinion from the urology point of view, and for that reason I am referring her to the university. I spent reviewing the laboratory workup 10 minutes, in the face-to-face 30 minutes, in the documentation 8 minutes. Appointment to see me in 4 months with laboratory workup.